Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am Jessica, your host and female empowerment coach. In this space, we talk all things empowerment, confidence, and connection back to self. We talk energy, life experiences, love and relationships, and practical skills to guide you into alignment with your desired reality. Get ready to become your highest self. Ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. How are we going? Have we done a body check-in this week? If you haven't, let's do it together. Drop your shoulders away from your ears. Roll out your wrists. Roll out your ankles. Loosen up your jaw. Do a big yawn and take a deep belly breath. And just relax for the next 20 minutes or so. It is just you and I coming to you from my wardrobe. Yep, you heard me right. There is not enough things in my office at the moment. Like, there's still a few things I need to get. So the sound is very echoey, bouncy, no matter what I do. And yeah, the best sounding place in my house right now is my wardrobe. And I've just realized the bedroom window is open. So if you hear some noise, that is what's happening out the front. But we started recording. We're not going to stop now. Fun fact, my very first podcast episode, like episode one, was actually recorded inside my wardrobe at the time as well. Because same thing, I could not find the best sounding place in the apartment that I lived in. And so, yeah, I was just kind of reminiscing about that, how far, because we are now up to episode 153. What the fuck? 153. And I was saying to my client the other day how we were just speaking about, you know, how much change can happen over years, months, days, you know, and I was like, the podcast really started it all for me. If you are an OG listener, hello, welcome back. I love you. If you've just started listening, hello, I love you too. Thank you for joining this audio journey of the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. It really, truly is a place where I am wholeheartedly myself. I give you all updates. I don't share anywhere else. Like, I don't know. I've always had this vision where it's just you and I, we're all sitting around on beanbags, drinking wine, drinking coffee, hot chocolate, tea, whatever the fuck it is, and we're just having life chats. That's always been the goal for the podcast. And one thing I was thinking about is I had so much fear, and this is what I was saying to my client, is I had so much fear and anxiety around starting the podcast that I didn't start it for about 6 months. It was just a big thing. Like, I had the microphone, I knew how to get started, and I just didn't start. And that is kind of in alignment with what I want to speak to you about. I had all these downloads. My clients had all these breakthroughs and epiphanies this week. It was actually phenomenal. I was just laying in bed last night thinking about all of the breakthroughs all of my different clients had. And my clients range from women who are single mums, to mums in a relationship, to those in a relationship, those who just got out of a relationship, full-time workers, full-time students, like it's all types of busy women. And the breakthroughs after breakthroughs is just, I don't know, every week I'm like, can this get any better? And the universe is like, yes, this fucking can. And although my clients are so grateful and send me so much love and appreciation all of the time, it's truly watching them. And a big theme, a huge theme, you know, I like to share with you the themes that happen in my client calls, because normally it's very relevant to what's happening in my life. And I've figured out it's very relevant to what's happening to your life and everyone else that is listening to the podcast, because I get so many messages, which I'm so grateful for. So if you haven't already and you listen to the podcast, tag me in your story or come slide into my DMs and come have a chat with me, because clearly I like to chat. But one of the themes is talking about the point of attraction that you have in your life. So what is your current point of attraction? Where are you sitting in your life? What is your current reality? What is in front of you? And remember, everything that you focus on, everything that you are feeling right now, every action that you are taking right now is ultimately deciding how your next hour is going to be, how your next day is going to be, how your next week is going to be. So what you are choosing to feel right now, the actions you are choosing to take right now, are going to affect where you are this time next week. And then that's a roll-on effect. It's going to affect where you are in a month's time. And then before you know it, that's a whole year. I was saying to my friend last night, like, what the fuck? It's November 11. I feel like, and I probably said this before, I think everyone says this, but as you get older, it feels like the years just fly by. And it's so, so true. But I was truly thinking about, like, deeply thinking about the actions I've been taking over the past few months. Are they leading up to where I want to be? It is a reflection of where I want to be. Everything, all of my relationships, my bank account, my business, my personal development, my health and my wellness is just a reflection of the things that I've been thinking. My reality, your reality, lies in your current actions. It lies in your current thoughts. And I know that we probably hear this all of the time, like, yes, our thoughts create our reality, but how many times have you actually stopped to think about that and to actually let that soak in, that what you are choosing to do right now, every action, every thought has a consequence. Now, I don't want you just to think the word consequence on a negative connotation. Think of it consequence, for lack of a better word. Consequence can be a high vibrational thing or a low vibrational thing. And think about what frequency you are currently sitting at. Are you higher vibrational in gratitude and love and joy and happiness, fulfillment? Or are you lower vibrational? Are you living in guilt, fear, shame, anger, sadness? Now, I'm a realist. I'm not telling you to be happy all the time. I mean, have you ever tried to be happy all the time? Because it's fucking exhausting. But so is being sad and angry and full of shame and guilt all the time. That is fucking exhausting. But one thing I want you to think, going back to what I said at the start of this episode, is what is your current point of attraction? Is it putting you into alignment with the higher vibrational state that I would hope you're aiming to head towards and sit on? Like, think of frequencies, right? Think of wavelengths. If you are on the lower vibrational one, you are on a very dense frequency. You are only going to attract and pull into your life those dense, lower vibrational things, right? Have you ever had a period, or maybe you're going through it now, where you start to attract fines and debt, like random debt, or random things start happening? I remember there was a period a few years ago where I think this was like maybe 2017, I think. Yeah, 2017 or 2016. And I was in a lower vibrational state. I really wasn't watching my thoughts. I wasn't watching my actions. I wasn't taking it seriously. I wasn't taking my life seriously in the sense, like, I didn't really think about what I was thinking. And in that year, I think I had 2 or 3 car crashes. Not bad ones. There was one kind of bad one, but I was okay. Like, I didn't have to go to hospital or anything. But what I'm saying is, like, that was my point of attraction. And on a spiritual level, that literally means, like, slow down, watch what's happening. Where can you take the driver's seat, the steering wheel in your life, and actually take control, right? And that's before I really start to have an understanding of the spiritual meaning. One thing I've been diving into a lot lately, and I have done admittedly over the past few years, but is truly looking at the spiritual meaning behind the things that happen. So a site or a woman that I really refer to for this is Louise Hay. So if you literally just go to Google, type in Louise Hay, meaning of body symptoms or meaning of physical symptoms, there's a huge list, right? So whatever happens physically is an emotional symptom. But you can also, on top of this, look up the meaning, like car crashes, or, you know, your house getting burgled, or, you know, breaking your ankle, or anything like that, right? It all has a spiritual meaning, and I promise you will line up. So going back to what I said is, if you are in a place right now, or you have been in a place where you realized your point of attraction was actually bringing all these low vibrational things, and you're kind of like, what the fuck? Like, remember, you get to choose that, right? You actually get to choose, like, am I going to sit here? Am I going to stay right where I am right now? Or am I going to choose to fucking up level? Am I going to choose to actually do something with my life where I'm sitting at a frequency? Think of a higher frequency, nice and light, right? It's joyful. It's love. That's the highest frequency. Am I choosing to sit on there? Anything that you want. I'm just, as you can see, I'm going on a huge tangent today, right? All of these downloads that have been coming this week, and I'm like, I need to share this on the podcast. you need to think about everything that you can possibly conjure up in your mind is a reality somewhere, right? And this goes to quantum physics. It's actually a reality somewhere. If you can think of it, if you can visualize it and see it in your mind like a movie, it is a reality somewhere. You are just needing to reach that frequency. You are just needing to reach that vibrational frequency of which that reality sits on, which comes back to your point of attraction, which comes back to the choices that you make every single day and the thoughts that you think every single day. Like I said, a little note to this is you don't have to think positive all of the time. No, that's tiring. That's not realistic. That comes back to law of duality. With good, there is bad. With bad, there is good. But it's actively choosing, am I more sitting on the frequency of higher vibrational things and attraction or the lower vibrational? Like, where am I spending my time and my energy? A great analogy I came up with yesterday or the day before with one of my clients, and I want to share it with you, is imagine you are on a seesaw, right? And you want the split to be 80% higher vibrational in your life. What you consume, what you do, what you think, what you say, your actions, behaviors, and the 20% we're aiming to be the lower vibrational. So if you're sat on the seesaw, obviously the part that is up is the 80% higher vibrational. However, I want you to do this visual check-in, right? Is the 80% actually the higher vibrational right now, or is the 80% the lower vibrational? So that is up on the seesaw, and the 20% is the higher vibrational, right? Do a check-in right now as I'm speaking. What is, like, your week right now? What does that split look like? If you are starting to find that your split on the seesaw is actually 80% lower vibrational, start to think, all right, point of attraction, what can I do to tip this in the favor of tipping up to higher vibrational, tipping my point of attraction so I'm creating the reality I desire? I want to be successful. I want to get that promotion. I want my bank account to look like this. I want to do X, Y, Z. I want to attract this type of relationship. I want to attract these types of friendships. I want to live this life. We'll start fucking living it. That's, you know, main character, step into the main character. We've spoken about this before, but this is one of the biggest things, right? Is choosing those thoughts, choosing those actions that will tip the seesaw in your favor. It's a great visual cue. You know, I even said to my client, why didn't you even draw that out or print it out, you know, create it on Canva, print it out and have it, right? Have that visual so you can look at it all the time, check in with yourself. All right, is that 80% in my favor or is it not? And like I said, it's okay to have a couple of bad days and it's like, all right, the seesaw is actually 80% in favor of the lower vibe stuff. Now, what can I do to change it? Because the more consistent we are of getting into the habits that serve us, right? Remember, habits and behaviors and thoughts, they're all different for everyone. Different things, especially behaviors, serve different people. I can't sit here, like, I give suggestions and I can tell you what I do, but doesn't mean it's always going to be the behaviors and the actions that serve you, right? That bring into your reality what you want. Remember, everything that is in your reality right now, I know it's really hard to maybe comprehend, and this may be a podcast episode where you need to listen to a few times and it may trip you out a little bit, but everything that you can see in front of you, everything that is in your bank account, all the relationships that you currently have is because you have created that. You have chosen that with your thoughts. You have either, if you keep having these romantic relationships where someone is non-committal or emotionally unavailable, that is because you've chosen that in your thoughts. You have subconsciously said, I am not worth an emotionally available person, or I am not going to be an emotionally available person because I'm not that person, right? That's a whole other podcast episode on its own. But remember that you have chosen that. Every action you take today after listening to this podcast, every thought you choose to sit on and mull on and stay on is a choice. And it is literally reflecting and showing what is happening in your reality now. If you sit right now and you are sad, angry, guilty, ashamed, and you choose, okay, I'm going to continue this on, That is where you are going to be this time next week. The state around you, the external things that you can't necessarily control, are going to reflect that. It's like if you keep telling yourself that you were going to fail, your subconscious mind just runs with it, okay? Neurologically, you start programming it. It's like if you start saying, I'm going to fail at getting this promotion over and over again, even though you do want it. But if you keep telling yourself, I'm going to fail, your subconscious mind literally takes that. It doesn't know what is right and wrong, but it goes, okay, I'm going to roll with that. I'm going to make you fail. Let's self-sabotage. Let's procrastinate. Let's do all these things that show you that you were going to fail. So imagine what happens if you tell yourself you were going to succeed. Imagine what happens to yourself when you make a choice that right in this moment you have control and you get to choose that, no, I am successful. I am worthy of this. I am enough. I am safe to receive. I know that all of this may be things that you have heard before, but honestly, really think about what you were thinking. Really think about what are the small things that make up your day. What are your habits? Everything takes time. Everything takes consistency. My clients don't get where they are right now because they just do one thing, you know, every couple of weeks. They do it because they're consistent with it. I had one of my beautiful past clients from a few months ago, the start of this year, who messaged me and said, Jess, I just wanted to tell you, I'm definitely still using all of the tools that you've given me. And that's because she's consistent. That's because she practices it. Everything is practicing. Everything is consistent. Wake up every day and think and envision. Every morning for me, my meditation is a visualization meditation. I play a movie in my head of what reality I'm creating. And like I said, remember energetically, my subconscious mind doesn't actually know that that isn't a reality. I feel into the feelings. That is key. I play this movie in my head of the future I am creating. And I feel, I know I already had it. Going back to what I said earlier, your mind, your subconscious mind doesn't know what's right or wrong. It just rolls with it. If you were telling yourself every day that you are abundant, that you have this type of reality, and you are feeling into having that, I go through 90-second increments throughout the day, right? Every so often. And I feel into the feelings of abundance and what I am creating for 90 seconds, right? Because 90 seconds, I'm pretty sure I read this in a Joe Dispenza book. Don't quote me on that. But 90 seconds is what it takes to change your nervous system, to change what happens. And this is why I always have the 90-second rule of breathing when it comes to anxiety and anger. Literally, if you're in a state of anxiety or anger, take 90 seconds just to breathe and stop and not respond. Your nervous system begins to shift, right? So on a vibrational state, on an energetic state, take those times throughout the day. Visualize what you want. And so your subconscious mind is like, okay, well, let's make this happen. What are the opportunities we can bring into your life? What are the synchronicities? What are the signs? Look for signs around you. Become in alignment. One of the biggest fears that I've had over the past couple of years is my fear of success. I've done a podcast episode on that. So if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. When I first heard about the fear of success, I was like, this is wild. Why the fuck would I be fearing success? But it's because it's different. And our subconscious mind, our ego is doing everything it can to keep us the same because it thinks that's where we're safe. It's like, oh, no, you don't actually want that. That's different. That's the unknown. Let me keep you safe. By procrastinating, by self-sabotaging, by overthinking, by going back into unhelpful patterns. Breaking out of where I was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that mindset is because I was consistent. It's because every day I woke up and I was like, fuck yeah, I'm an entrepreneur. Fuck yeah, I'm going to run my own business. I'm going to run my own global business. And I do, right? And where I'm going is because I'm making a choice in my actions. Remember, all your actions have consequences. Whether that is high vibrational or low vibrational, there is a consequence to every action. Imagine like mapping out your entire life to where you are now. Everything you chose has put you in a different direction. Everything, let me say that again, everything you have chosen has put you in a different direction. Is that the direction that you want to go in? Are you in the direction that you want to go in? And fuck, life is just way too fucking short. It's way too fucking short. I've shared with you over the past month, you know, I've been going through this, I don't know, this fogginess of my mental state, my emotional state. But I'm back, baby. And I'm really embodying this, and I want you to embody this too. So the biggest takeaway today is, what is your point of attraction? How can you change that? How can you be better in your life? What are the things that you are doing every single day? What are your small habits? Do you have a morning routine? Do you have an evening routine? What are you thinking? What are you saying to yourself every day? How are you feeling into the reality that you want? Like, you get a choice. Honestly, anyone that tells me they don't have a fucking choice of how they live or what job they have or where they're at in life or, you know, what's in their bank account. Yes, you do. Like, I call bullshit. I call bullshit every time. If right now you're complaining about your fucking job or your financial state or your fucking relationships, I'm calling you the fuck out right now. It's not good enough. It's not. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. I literally said to one of my clients this week, I have had more failures in my first 2 years of business than I have wins. Like, that's the truth. That's the truth. Have I had a lot of success? Yes, I fucking have, and I own it. But have I had a lot more failures? Yes, I have. And so failure is inevitable. Failure equals feedback. And that's what I want you to remember. Stop using your shitty excuses. You know, one thing, I know I'm probably going to press a lot of buttons in saying this, but a lot of people have complained about their situation during COVID. I have known so many people who have started businesses, who have started freelancing, who have looked for opportunities online because they were sick of their financial state, or they were sick of what they were doing, or they realized, fuck, I'm so replaceable in my job. I just got made redundant, or I just got fired. Like, stop using it as an excuse. Seek out opportunities. Put yourself out there. Think in the mindset of where you want to be. Set yourself up for success. That's another thing, is like setting your day up for success. Again, that's in your habits. That's in your actions. But I'm calling out your bullshit on this one, because if you are where you don't want to be and you keep complaining about it, you are there because you chose it. You were there because you thought that into your reality. You were there because of your behaviors every single day. What is your point of attraction? Think about that. Mull on that. Go journal on that and think, how can I change that point of attraction every single day? And if you want to learn more on the energetics and the manifestation, I'm actually releasing the November Masterclass in Woman Up Monthly, my membership platform for women. It's going to be all about manifestation, an upgraded version, all about energetics, all about this in depth. And it's going to be giving you tangible steps that you can take and do every single day. I'm very excited to record this. I'm actually going to be recording after this podcast episode. But that is available in Woman Up Monthly plus 90 other resources to help you. If you're stuck, get help. Let me help you. I will leave a link for a 7-day free trial. If you just want to do the 7-day free trial, go do that. Go to the show notes below. Go do that. Go consume the content in Woman Up Monthly. If you're like, okay, like, I know what to do, I just don't know the how, that is literally why Woman Up Monthly is created. To show you the how. To really push you to change. Stop making excuses. And like I said, 7-day free trial, but from that, it's less than $2 a day. Like, I think it's like $1.20 a day. It works out. To invest in yourself and to have something that kickstarts you for your habits and your actions and everything. Go take that opportunity and go consume all my other free content. If you're not in a position to invest at the moment, that's fine. That's why I have this podcast. That's why I have free trainings. You can go to my Instagram at Jess Pennelly. Get them, link in bio. But you get a choice in your point of attraction. And think, visualize that seesaw. Where's the 80% and where is the 20%? I'm going to leave you with that. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. I appreciate you so, so much. And come slide into my DMs. I love having a chat. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. I appreciate you so much, and I would absolutely love it if you could please leave me an iTunes review. And for more empowerment secrets and real-time updates, come follow me on Instagram @JessPennelly. Until next time.